Now that you have explored the fundamentals of CSS Grid, its philosophy, its vocabulary, container, tracks, rows, columns, areas, and built your first basic grids, it is time to go deeper into one of the most powerful and readable features of Grid, named Grid Areas. This lesson focuses specifically on how to name those areas correctly and consistently, so that your layouts are maintainable, readable by other developers, and scalable as your projects grow. What is a named grid area? A named grid area is a label you assign to a specific region of your grid layout. Instead of placing elements by counting column and row numbers, which becomes confusing very quickly, you give each region a meaningful name, and then you tell each element which named area it should occupy. This results in code that reads almost like a diagram of your page. To define named areas, you use the grid template areas property on the grid container. Each string in that property represents a row, and each word in a string represents a column cell. Here is a simple example. .container. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 200px1fr. Grid template rows, auto1fr auto. Grid template areas. Header header. Sidebar main. Footer footer. In this example, the grid has two columns and three rows. The header and footer each span both columns, their name is repeated twice, while the sidebar occupies the left cell and the main content occupies the right cell in the middle row. Each child element is then placed using the grid area property. .header, grid area. Header.sidebar, grid area. Sidebar. .main, grid area. Main. .footer, grid area. Footer. This approach is already far more readable than placing elements using raw line numbers. But the quality of your layout depends heavily on how well you choose and manage those names. That is exactly what this lesson is about. Why naming matters more than you might think. In a professional environment, your code will be read, modified, and maintained by other developers, or by you, months after you wrote it. If your grid areas are named A, B, C, or Zone 1, Zone 2, no one will be able to understand the layout at a glance. Poor naming forces every reader to mentally reconstruct the visual layout from the code, which wastes time and increases the risk of introducing bugs. Good naming, on the other hand, makes the grid template area's value act as a visual map of the page. When another developer reads your code, they should immediately understand the purpose of each zone. Rule 1. Use semantic, purpose-based names. The name of a grid area should describe what that area contains or what role it plays in the interface, not how it looks or where it is positioned. This is the most important rule. Good examples: header, footer, sidebar, main, nav, hero, article, aside, cart, checkout, profile, dashboard. Bad examples: left, right, top, bottom, big, small, red box, col 1, col 2, area a. Why is left a bad name? Because if your layout changes, for example, on a mobile screen where the sidebar moves to the top, the name left becomes misleading and incorrect. A name like sidebar remains accurate regardless of where it is visually placed. Rule 2. Use lowercase letters and hyphens for multi-word names. CSS is case-sensitive in some contexts, and conventions matter for consistency. Grid area names follow the same conventions as CSS class names. You should use lowercase letters only, and separate words with hyphens if the name contains multiple words. Good examples: main content, user profile, product list, call to action. Bad examples: main content, user profile, product list, call to action. Using camel case, mixing upper and lowercase letters, is a convention from JavaScript, not CSS. Mixing conventions across languages creates confusion and makes your code inconsistent. Rule 3. Keep names short but clear. There is a balance to strike. Names should be short enough to keep the grid template area's declaration readable, but long enough to be unambiguous. A name that is too short becomes cryptic. A name that is too long makes the visual map hard to read. For instance, if you are building a blog layout, using article is better than A, too short and meaningless, and better than main article content zone, too long and clutters the visual map. Here is a practical example of a blog layout with well-balanced names. .blog layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 1FR300px. Grid template rows, auto1FR auto. Grid template areas. Site header, article sidebar. Site footer, the prefix site is used here deliberately to avoid confusion with the HTML element names header and footer, which could be misleading when scanning the CSS quickly. Rule 4. Use a period to represent an empty cell. In CSS Grid, if you want a cell in the grid to be intentionally empty, meaning no grid item should occupy it, You use a period, a dot, as a placeholder in the grid template areas declaration. You can also use multiple consecutive periods for readability, but a single period is sufficient. Example dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, repeat 3, 1FR. Grid template areas. Header, header, header. Sidebar, main. Footer, footer, footer. In this example, the center cell of the second row is intentionally left empty. The period makes this intent explicit and readable. Never use a made-up name like empty or blank for an empty cell. The period is the correct and standardized way to express this in CSS Grid. Rule 5. Maintain rectangular shapes for each area. This is a technical constraint, not just a stylistic one. Each named grid area must form a rectangle in the grid. You cannot create L-shaped, T-shaped, or otherwise non-rectangular named areas. If you try to define a non-rectangular area, the browser will ignore the entire grid template areas declaration and the layout will break. Valid example, header is a rectangle spanning two columns and one row. Header, header. Sidebar main. Footer, footer. Invalid example, header is not a rectangle. Header, header main. Wait, actually this last example is valid because header forms a rectangle spanning one column and two rows. Let us look at a truly invalid example. Header, header. Sidebar main aside. Here, header appears in the first and third cell of the first row but not in the middle cell. This creates a non-contiguous, non-rectangular shape, which is invalid and will cause the layout declaration to fail silently. Rule 6. Align your grid area strings vertically for readability. When writing the grid template area's value, format the strings so that the columns align vertically. This transforms the property value into a genuine visual map of your layout, making it much easier to understand at a glance. Hard to read. Grid template areas, header header sidebar main footer footer. Easy to read. Grid template areas, header header, sidebar main, footer footer. The second version immediately communicates the structure of the page. This is a simple formatting habit that has a significant impact on code readability, especially in team environments. Rule 7. Coordinate area names with your team and your project. In a professional full-stack development context, consistency across the entire codebase matters. If one developer names an area nav and another calls it navigation in a different component, the code becomes inconsistent and harder to onboard new team members onto. Establish a naming convention early in the project. You might decide, for example, to always use site header and site footer, with the site prefix, to distinguish layout areas from their HTML element counterparts. Document these conventions in a style guide or a dedicated section of your project's technical documentation, a practice that is especially important in agile teams working in sprints where multiple developers contribute simultaneously. When combined with media queries, responsive naming, you have already worked with media queries and Flexbox together. The same logic applies to CSS grid named areas. One of the most powerful patterns in responsive design is redefining the grid template area's value inside a media query, while keeping the same area names. This means each element keeps its grid area assignment, but the browser rearranges where those areas appear in the grid. Here is a complete responsive example. Dot page. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 1FR. Grid template areas. Site header. Nav main. Sidebar site footer. At media, min width, 768px. Dot page. Grid template columns, 200px 1FR. Grid template areas. Site header, nav main. Sidebar main. Site footer, on mobile, single column, all areas stack vertically in a logical reading order. On tablet and above, the layout shifts to a two-column design. The elements themselves do not change, only the grid template areas and grid template columns values are updated in the media query. This is why semantic, position-independent names like sidebar and nav are so important. They remain meaningful regardless of the screen size or visual position. Common mistakes to avoid. Using numbers or positional words, left, right, top, col1, that become meaningless or misleading when the layout changes. Forgetting that every one named area must be a rectangle, non-rectangular areas silently break the layout. Using different names for the same conceptual area and different media query breakpoints, always keep the same names and only redefine their positions. Writing grid template areas on a single line without vertical alignment, making the layout impossible to visualize. Using camel case or Pascal case naming conventions that belong to JavaScript, not CSS. Using a made-up name for an intentionally empty cell instead of a period. Summary of best practices. Name areas by their semantic purpose, not their visual position. Use lowercase letters and hyphens for multi-word names. Keep names short, clear, and unambiguous. Use a period to mark intentionally empty cells. Ensure every named area forms a perfect rectangle. Align your grid template area strings vertically for a visual map effect. Use consistent names across breakpoints when combining with media queries. Establish and document naming conventions in team projects. Mastering these practices positions you not just as someone who can write CSS grid syntax, but as a developer who writes professional, maintainable, and team-friendly layout code, a key competency on your path to becoming a full-stack web developer.